There ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-na-na-na. Here's Corey and Joel.
Oh, hey there, everybody. It's Corey and Joel.
Hallelujah, holla back.
I'm Joel, that's Corey.
Hi, everybody.
The band you're hearing is the Arcade Fire.
Hottest band in America.
Or Canada, or wherever they're from.
And parts west.
Yes, the Arcade Fire. The new album is the Neon Bible. It's out this week, and you should go get it. Because only three songs sound like Bruce Springsteen, and this is one of them.
Boy, does this ever sound
like... This really does sound like Bruce
Springsteen. Was this on Nebraska or Darkness on the
It would be
town?
Nebraska. Actually, The River is the one that everybody sounds like.
Yeah.
Which was sort of in between there. So, yeah. If you've ever heard The Hold Steady, they sound like Bruce Springsteen now, too. So.
Yeah. And Brandon Flowers he's breaking his dick trying to sound like
The Killers. Or, yeah. Another Springsteen influence, man. Anyway, it's the Arcade Fire. You should go
That's
get that.
So
it's a good
Springsteen.
Album. It really is.
When is Clarence Clemons coming with a sax?
I think they do have horn players with them on tour now. On the Arcade, if you go see the Arcade Fire,
the E Street Band, everybody.
Anyway, that's the Arcade Fire. Welcome back to show 110. 110 big comedy shows for your enjoyment. 107 of them were really good.
106 at least.
No, you think 106? Yeah. Okay, we're going to differ on that one show.
Well, there's 69.5.
No, we don't even know because it doesn't make sense. This actually technically, what's the date today? Is it March 8th that we're recording this? This, I believe, I can go into the archives. It might actually be the actual physical two-year anniversary of the show, the actual date.
Don't remember giving permission for a party, Joel.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess we're not going to celebrate today.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
No, but this is the... You think this is it, really?
I think it was like March 8th. Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Heavens. Oh, Corey, what have you done to your mic?
I don't know.
I don't know. Loosen it and...
All right.
There we go. Wow, that was great.
That was terrific.
Hey, it only took 110 shows, and we still can't work the mic.
Yeah, wow.
I think your beard care caught in the...
I think that's what it was,
in the
yeah.
grill... And it
We wanted to show that our technical proficiency has not gotten
any
better.
How good we've gotten at doing the show after.
So it was like 2 years ago.
Exactly 2 years ago. We did it on a Monday night.
That fateful trip to Guitar Center.
We went to Guitar Center. We brought all the crap back. It was a Monday night. I had just worked at the Comedy Castle, which meant I had a pocket full of money from that weekend. I had worked with Jimmy Pardo. And I had a pocket full of money and went and blew a lot of it on all this equipment that
we went and played Good Cop, Bad Cop with the guy, the stoner working behind the counter.
It was the husband and wife.
I pulled it. No, I'm not. I can't
the husband,
do that.
You were the husband leaving and I was the wife going, Stanley, we really need these microphones.
Oh, my God.
Agnes, we can't afford it. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, we don't use any of that equipment anymore. So there we go.
No, that's not true. We use this mic that I'm using.
Oh, that one is
this microphone cable, this microphone stand that I'm using.
That's the original mic, really.
It's the original mic, the original mic stand. You, if the show sounded better, I was going to say it sounded better because you're using a new mic cable that I bought this past week.
Oh.
You're using a 10-footer now instead of a 20-footer.
And that's probably what made that horrible
noise. No, it was just you were goofing around with it. Which is fine. I goof around with it before we start the show.
You're always like tapping it. Like you're holding
it. Because I hold it and it hits me in the choppers and stuff. But yeah. No, but that's a new mic cable. I bought another mic cable for the roast that we can plug into the sound system at the Comedy Castle on Wednesday coming up. This is the last time we're going to really be able to plug the roast.
Yes.
For people to come out and see it because by the time next week's show, we will do a regular show next week. That you will get over your RSS feed and iTunes.
Correct.
And then in 2 weeks, you will actually get to hear the roast here, unless you come out live on March 14th to come see it in person.
And why in the world wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you can hear this and you're... we have people coming in literally... I'm not making this up.
People coming in from Chicago.
We have a guy coming in from New York. We have two guys coming in from Chicago. We have a guy coming all the way from Toledo, Ohio, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Really coming up.
Really. Around the globe. Our fans and friends.
And, of course, from Germany, the great Niels is flying in. And
absolutely.
will be enjoying his toffee fay in a couple days.
So all the show legends you've come to know and trust.
Yes, and you've confirmed that Nadia will be there.
Well, I've confirmed that she's aware of it.
She's aware of
how,
it.
How you know whether or not she'll.
What about Sherry Brooklyn? Is she in?
Sherry Brooklyn should be in. Yeah,
Sherry Brooklyn should be there. And who else can people see? There?
Pretty Penny might be.
Penny
there.
Might be there. Yeah. She was. She's been so obnoxious. She wasn't invited back. But you can come see Penny at the roast.
They said, "Can I roast you?" And I'm like, "Well, can you do comedy?" And
no, she can't. So she tried that once. What about Rob Rose, our announcer?
Rose will be there.
Rob Rose will be there live at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
The man you just heard doing the Family Ties theme.
Yeah, I felt bad about that. I really like. I didn't want to make him do that announcement, and he's due to come in here and do.
I'm so nervous. I'm sweating like a fag eating a corn dog.
Was he nervous when he was doing that announcement? That was the one that you wrote, and I go, Rob, you don't have to. I was like sort of directing the session, and I go, Rob, you don't have to do this next one.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And you're like, do it, Rob. It's and Rob terrific. Did it, and now he sounds like a douche.
It was great. Come on, it was terrific.
So bad. I hate it, but we're thin on intro, so we'll
have it. It was wonderful. It was great. It was amazing.
Well, I'm not going to argue with Oksana.
It's
if
so
Oksana
true.
Liked it, is Oksana coming? If we confirm through Oksana's people.
I would, you know what? That would be terrific if Oksana would come. But
I will buy.
When are you going to ask me to go out with you?
I will buy anytime, Oksana baby. A scotch if she shows up.
Really?
I know.
When are they going to do ice skating with the stars? When's that out? Ice dancing.
Well, there was an ice skating with the stars. That was a show.
There was one?
Yeah, but I don't think Oksana was on it.
See, I completely missed that.
Jillian Barbary was one of these celebrity skaters.
Let me take a moment to assault the fact that this gold-digging one-legged whore is going to be on Dancing with
yes,
the Stars.
Yes, Heather Mills McCartney, the ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife of Paul McCartney.
What a crook.
With one leg is going to be dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, great.
But will people like her on there, or will they think she's... Because most people think she's an awful cunt like you do.
Yeah.
But I think things are going to turn. Okay, now I'm... now what is causing the noise? What is loose? Something.
It could
loose.
Be the new cable.
Could it be the new cable?
Yeah, I think
we'll
so.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Maybe during the break. We'll keep playing. Actually, now I want you to play with it.
Oh, now you
want
to see.
I want to know. We'll push the thing and make sure that's securely connected at the bottom. The connector.
Yeah.
Make sure
tight.
Now see that is. It's the connector at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a new cable.
We'll push it in and make sure it's in there. That's all I'm saying.
That's as in as it gets.
And now juggle it. Ooh. So is it slipping out a little bit?
Yep.
Huh, that's a
oh, wow, this sounds wonderful.
I think that might be going back to the store or we might be switching it right now.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, maybe during the break, if you can not jostle that,
we'll
see. And then during the break, I'll replace it with a new one.
What I'm going to jostle is Heather Mills with a knuckle.
Don't you want to do that? I do. I absolutely do. So.
That miserable little wench. I'm sorry. I just...
She is awful.
First of all, you know, I get in big fights with my girlfriend about this all the time, about female rights and mama. And I'm like, look, I don't care. Go ahead, equalize the salaries, whatever.
Yeah.
There's no reason women should make less money, but... There's a big problem. You fix divorce laws, and then we'll talk about sexual equality. I'm serious about this.
No, she's getting a lot of the money that he accumulated over his...
Right.
Look, even if she just got money from when she was married to him, she'd still be getting a boatload of dough. But she doesn't deserve, like, half of his fortune that he's worked, you know, 40 years for.
Yeah, I mean...
In show business.
He was married to her for, what, 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Right, and he was in the Beatles 38 years before she met him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
She wrote Yellow Submarine. You know, with her vagina inspired him to write the Ballad of Rocky Raccoon.
Well,
without her.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I think she's a cunt, too, but whatever. She's
Blackbird would have never been written.
She's going to. I think people will actually like her on the show. I think it's a publicity stunt that she's getting on there for, and I think people will like her.
Yesterday.
Ultimately.
All my money was mine to play with.
Do you want
to
do. I've been teasing you with this. Should I do the celebrity death?
Oh, yeah,
that
okay.
we had, because I was big... teasing you.
I've been working all day. I've not...
Do you have taps ready for this guy? Are there... You might have more appropriate music, actually. If we prepared, we probably would have more appropriate music.
All right.
All right, it is. Da-da-da-da. Thursday, March 8th at 4 a.m. Actor. This is an actor, Corey.
Okay.
Actor John Inman.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
John Inman.
Best known for his
role
as camp shop assistant... Mr. Humphreys in long-running BBC comedy Are You Being Served died at age 71
That is really
John Inman, who later became a pantomime regular, was one of the sitcom's most memorable cast members, and his catchphrase "I'm free" became part of popular culture, I guess.
It's
in
something
Britain.
You don't have any control over. Whether
that's not Mr. Humphreys.
Who knows? But there's something in me that needs to be with a man.
My God.
I don't know, maybe it's his. His strength is.
Are you trying to say?
I'm just implying
maybe
something.
He's everything
well,
I'm
he
not.
Played it.
Maybe it's brotherhood bonding release. Maybe it's just the need for another man's approval. But it's that feeling.
Stop it!
All right, stop it. No, I mean he's.
Oh. He was the real fruity guy on there, right?
Well, he was the gay guy. He was the guy that always wanted to measure the inside leg. Mm. Yeah.
Let me measure your inseam.
Yeah, it was the inside leg. In fact, I put that on the forum that. Mr. Humphreys has measured his last
Are
inside leg.
Are you being frigging
Yeah,
served.
It was actually a really good show, but yeah, he was the character was gay. John himself, I don't think, ever...
You know, to millions of Americans, that's the only British sitcom that's ever been on.
It's on PBS like every day and every night and on BBC America.
Can we stop with that already?
It's a good show!
I know, but...
And it's also sort of what Ricky Gervais is sort of parodying on Extras.
Yeah, it's...
When the whistle blows.
The template for those
His
kind
character
of shows.
Is... Well, his character is really based on the boss... The bald guy from that show, I forget the name.
Isn't there somebody?
Right, but he was, there was Colonel Peacock, who was sort of like the greeter sort of guy.
Sure, and then
but there was the bald-headed boss with the glasses, who's really Ricky Gervais is sort of
Professor doing. Plum, who was in the library with a candlestick.
No, but I think it was whatever. Yeah, it's a good show, and I can't remember. I
it's on every friggin'
night. And he was actually one of the funniest guys on there, so that's John Inman is dead.
That and, like, Fawlty Towers. There was, like, 8 Fawlty Towers, and they beat those into the ground.
Well, there's a lot. I think Are You Being Served might have been on for 10 years.
Oh,
it was
on
a spin-off
lot. Yeah.
show. And,
sure.
Apparently he died of hepatitis A, so you do the math on that one.
I'm not...
John Inman. And no one had him in the death pool. He would have been a good pick, an old queen like that, but...
I think everybody presumed he was dead.
You know what he would do? He would show up and do the Detroit 56 pledge drive sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, I would see him on that. And you could get a John Inman coffee mug if you donate enough money. I'm not making that up. But he was like old and gray by
this
point.
Does that come with cream or no?
No, I don't know.
Bum. Thank you. He was like the British Paul Lind.
Yeah, so yeah, that's an equivalent, although no one knows who Paul Lind was either.
Well, Samantha, you know, there's bets in my belfry. Do they have they need to have a British Hollywood Squares? Cause
well, they don't have a Hollywood, so...
That would be, it'd
British.
Be like a Slough Estates Squares.
How do you really have a British Hollywood Squares when you... When
Birmingham Squares.
Well, anyway, that was John Inman is dead. No one had him in the death pool.
That's a bummer.
And so, yeah.
Nobody's had Dick in the Deadpool.
Nobody has died.
And
in
by
the
that,
Deadpool.
I mean Dick Cheney. No, I mean, we've had that damn blood clot on Cheney.
The Cheney cannot die. He's on a pacemaker, I believe, and he's had what?
Oh.
Did he have like a valve replacement or something? He's had all kinds of weird heart.
He's the biggest cock tease. Right, not only that, he's got the blood clot in his leg, the heart operations, and then they bombed the base he was at and didn't get him.
Still can't kill him.
Yeah.
Well, him and Rulon Gardner will never die.
Oh, God.
Those two guys. The Rulon Gardner story is from last week, but occasionally the guy he was our America's Olympic wrestler who did what was considered one of the most incredible upsets in individual sports when he beat Alexander
was he a gold medalist?
He beat Carolyn, who hadn't lost a wrestling match in 10 years.
Yeah,
the Russian guy. So he beat him in the Olympics to win the gold medal. Then he like had a thing where his snowmobile got stuck in the woods.
Yeah,
and he was like walking around through a creek in the snow for like 4 days, and they had to chop off his toe.
Right,
this was a couple years
and
ago.
And this is the problem with white people.
But now he's in a plane that crashes into a lake, you know, in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
and he had to swim through like 40-degree water to the shore, and was rescued in the middle of the night, and he's still alive.
Then
the guy's incredible.
Then he broke a grizzly bear's neck and ate the flesh to survive.
He's an ass kicking motherfucker.
That guy is a bad dude.
Yeah, so that guy is just a
please, white people, stay off snowmobiles. There's nothing good. We had locally, we had the son of the county commissioner. Elbert Patterson's son died from a snowmobile accident.
Yeah, did he hit a tree or did he hit another snowmobile?
He was on a damn snowmobile. It doesn't matter. You could just hit a bump on those things and you boom.
Yeah, they're not...
Actually, you know, everybody in Mackinac Island, they can't have cars on that island.
Yeah.
So in the winter, they all drive snowmobiles.
Well, yeah, when I was up in the UP just a couple weeks ago doing comedy, there's, you know, you can, there are trails that you can take to go from like city to city on a snowmobile.
Right.
Yeah, it's perfectly acceptable form of travel.
And on this island, that's all they ride is these snow. And in the winter or in the summer, they ride horses and stuff.
Bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Mackinac Island.
And they make fudge.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a bunch of homos up there.
John Inman's from Mackinac Island.
Yeah. Pete Weiss,
packing fudge
our,
up there.
Our friend Pete Weiss, who should be at the roast, will he has a joke about how come every time you go anywhere else in Michigan, you come back with some piece of fudge? Like it is. It's like all up north is this fudge industry.
It's fudge, and then you get in the UP, and then it's pasties. You know what a pasty is?
Yeah, sure. It's what you put on a stripper's titties.
No, it'd be great if it was. And a pasty kind of sounds like a candy or something, but it's not. It's a meat pie.
Yes.
Essentially. It's like a... I guess some people would call it a,
that sounds dirty too.
A pierogi almost, but it's not ethnic. It's
like a pot pie that you can carry around.
But it's full of meat.
Sure. It's like a hot pocket.
It's sort of, yeah, but it's called a pasty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go up north, you see pasty signs everywhere.
And it's kind of like beef stew and chicken stew in there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the pasty.
It's really sort of like a kidney pie. It's like a meat pie.
A British thing.
Yeah. It's sort of like one of
shepherd's
those.
Shepherd's pie.
Pork pie. Pork and mince pie.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's... if you go up north, yeah, you can get pasties and fudge.
But you can get those here.
You can get them here, but if you go up north, it's like everything you stop at pasty shop.
Right.
You know.
That and the freaking Frankenmuth chicken.
But that's just a little bit north. I'm talking way north.
Yeah.
You know, you get the pasties.
Freeway Fritz. Everybody's excited about
it. Yeah. So anyway, what else is going on? We had the roast. Well, the roast is coming up.
Yes.
We're just a week away from that.
Yes, sir.
I was just getting called by Harry Berberian. He may be canceling. That would be good news, maybe.
Oh.
But I don't know. Harry is coming, apparently, and so that should be...
Well, we'll welcome him with open arms. Actually, Harry can't come to the roast.
What is that? Why?
Hortense can come.
Oh, Hortense is allowed on stage.
Sure.
Harry on stage. Yeah. Yeah. What is HIV Fonzarelli on the guest
I'm
list?
I'm not really sure
no,
about that one
sure
now. You could get some HIV on the mic or something. You never know.
Do you think HIV Fonzarelli was with John Inman?
That's a very good possibility. I just read an article that they think that HIV did not spread in the heterosexual community in the way they thought it would.
Yeah.
Because of this enzyme. And that it's really not that effective. So most people get HIV through like needles and blood transfusions.
Really?
And that the sexual transmission part of it is actually harder than a lot. Like everybody,
but it's but butt sex is still
there's some blood and stuff.
But it's like guys and girls, it's less likely, right?
Yeah, it's not impossible, but it's much more difficult than
yes,
I thought.
Sure, yeah,
because there's a natural enzyme barrier.
Oh, look
anyway,
at that.
Just read this, and they were because remember what it was like in the '80s when we were kids. It was like. If you even look at a vagina, you'll get HIV.
Well, I remember they would tell you to like get out Saran wrap to go down on a chick, and I'm like, who wants to do that?
Dental dam.
Yeah, like what the fuck is that?
Well, it depends on the chick. That could be a blessing.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got to use if you got to use plastic wrap, just run for the hills to begin with. I mean,
It was like in Booty Call. Did you ever see Booty Call? Where?
No, I didn't see Booty Call.
You've never seen Booty Call?
No, I've had taste for a good 30 years here.
One of the great movies of all time.
I think I was at my brother's house once, and he was watching it with a couple of his buddies, and it was sort of on.
Tommy Davidson wraps himself from head to toe in Saran wrap. And, because she demands safe sex.
Well, that was, of course, that was our greatest actor, Jamie Foxx, was in that.
Oh.
Our most celebrated
Jamie
and talented
Foxx.
Guy.
Are you telling me, don't talk about Jamie Foxx.
But he was in Booty Call, and we gave him an Oscar.
Yeah.
No one, that's why.
Marissa Tomei got an Oscar for My Cousin Vinny. No, Jamie Foxx now walks on Gilded Splinters. He's the greatest.
He's the greatest entertainer that's ever lived.
Yeah, he shits kittens. I mean, did you know that? Yeah.
No, it's news to me.
No, everywhere Jamie Foxx.
I had no idea that Jamie Foxx shits
every
kittens.
Urinal he pees in, it suddenly grows arable crops. It's like a cornfield sprouts wherever he pees. and the world is healed from it. Jamie Foxx did suddenly. He went from being like, what was the character on In Living Color with the...
The
Yawanda or whatever.
Oh, wasn't it Fo-Fo-Fo or something? What was it?
I don't know.
I forget.
Fo-Fi-Fi?
Yeah. Yeah, it was something like that.
He went from like wearing a dress and folding his lip up to suddenly it's like, you've never seen a man as good as Jamie Foxx.
He sings. He dances. Well, you know what?
He's not bad. I mean, I've seen
but
Jarhead, he was good.
Yeah, but
I know
mean,
what you're saying. It's like suddenly.
He's all of a sudden. Like, here's the thing. Like, he's one of those guys who, like, he not only did the movie where he was Ray Charles, But now he's Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Like, he's as good as he was. And he did that record that was it.
He didn't even sing. He lip sang on that movie.
I thought he sang on that.
No.
No, he didn't sing on the soundtrack album and stuff?
No, he lip sang.
No, I thought
he
did
sang like a couple songs, but most of them were Ray Charles songs.
Okay. But in that, he did that Kanye West song where he just sang a Ray Charles part.
Right.
And it was like a hit, and he was credited.
Yeah.
And he just sang what Ray Charles sang. It was so stupid.
Yeah. Well,
he's such a douche. It's like, no one thinks twice that that's like, you know, like that somehow that's wrong or, you know what I mean?
He's a giant talent, Joel.
But it's like if Rich Little was running around doing Johnny Carson and, like, they gave him a late-night talk show. That's the equivalent of what they're doing with him and
Rich Little.
I know I'm stretching a little bit.
Speaking of Rich Little, I think I talked about this before, but it's I'll remind you because it was so funny. There's an article in New Yorker. He's doing the White House press conference.
Yes, we talked about this probably last week, but go ahead.
But they were, like, reviewing his website, and they said he does 115 impressions.
Yeah.
75 of them are dead people. That's the best part about Rich Little. Asked to name a young comedian he admires. That Robin Williams is wild.
Yeah.
Rich Little.
Rich Little's out of it. But
oh, God, Rich Little.
So
I know what you're saying. It's like,
Black people have their own
but
thing.
But black people have their own everything. And you know what? Like we talked about before, comics can go up and just do songs and, like, remember Jodeci? And, like, sing a Jodeci song. And
yeah.
People will go, oh, he sang Jodeci.
Oh, damn, you crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of black people, now maybe this is, I honestly felt like, I went and I had my hair cut yesterday.
You do look high and tight.
As you can see, do I look
Joel
good?
Got the kid in play high and tight. it's a high top fade.
You see in the back for the roast, it says Corey and Joel Ray is the logo.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you see that? I had that cut in the back of it.
I got goldenpalace.com tattooed on my back, so I'm ready.
Oh, are they sponsoring the roast? But anyway, is that thing just falling out?
Yeah,
is that what it
it's
is?
Just randomly
but it's not.
Falling.
Is there a thing to lock it in, and it's not locked in?
Not.
Why don't you go ahead?
I'll
turn it down. I'll turn it down, and you play with it now. Is there a button to push that pushes it in and pulls it out?
Yeah, it's just kind of loose.
Okay. It's not making noise now. Play with it a little bit. See, now it's doing it again, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's not. Nope.
Just bought that cable. You know what sucks is I bought the same make of cable for the roast.
How's this?
It's fine, but if you touch it and it makes noise, we're not going to be able to. I'm going to have to send that back. So.
Yeah.
I'm sending that back to the company
Goodbye.
That I won't mention now. Unless they fuck me over when I try to return it. But
those bastards.
Anyway, so I went and got my hair cut, and I went to this. I used to go to this lady named Karen.
Okay.
And this is just a chubby white lady.
Sure.
Which is an acceptable, you know, person to cut your hair, right?
Oh, yeah, I get why not.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's just a person cutting your hair.
Well, you get John Inman to cut your hair.
No. No. Yeah, I don't go to some fag barbershop. I just go to the chubby lady at the place down the street.
What you're saying is there's no point in you getting a $50 haircut.
No, I don't need to go to the studio because it's a clip cut. It takes 3 minutes to cut my hair, right? So anyway, I go in there, and I ask for my lady Karen, and she's not there. And who's there is there's a black girl cutting a black woman's hair, and there's, like, a black guy hanging around.
Yeah.
And I go, is Karen here? And he's like, Karen doesn't work here anymore. And I'm like, well, I need a haircut. And he's like, well, I'm Lloyd. I'll give you a haircut. So I had this black guy, Lloyd, cut my hair yesterday.
Sure.
Which, that
How
in
did
and
you
of
feel
it,
about it? Was it
No, it was fine. No, it was fine. It was nothing against him. He did a good job cutting my hair, but
it's something you don't have any control.
No, stop with it. It has nothing,
born with
it's nothing to do with
knows,
anything.
There's something in me that needs to be with a man.
Stop now. We've
Anyway.
It's a guy's cutting my hair, and I realize they start talking, like him and the girl cutting hair and the girl in the chair. And I realize I'm in the black barbershop. Like, this is a place I've had my hair cut. It was a big American Idol discussion and how one girl thinks she's Beyonce and she ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of, like, pausing with the scissors in your hand and, like, going.
That's why I go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Lodge.
It was insane. I was like, I was in the middle of barbershop.
Did you get a 3-for-1 DVD like Chell told us?
They didn't have any of those, but this is like a regular white. I mean, I hate to say it was a white.
You're so crazy.
Everything, but it was. It was like all.
Yeah, but Joel, you won't go to the Wendy's because it's the black Wendy's.
I may not go, but it was kind of fun being at the black barbershop.
Sure.
Actually. But it used to be a white barbershop. It changed.
Oh,
you know, they say things, neighborhoods change. The barbershop changed.
What did you draw up a grid and it was like. Did you chart the progression of the busing?
I don't know, but I went in there, and now it's all black people, and I'm talking to this guy about basketball.
Yeah.
I'm not even making that up. I feel like maybe I honestly was looking. I thought I was being punked.
I don't want to go anywhere in public for the next month because I'm going to have to talk about NCAA tournament. And I could.
Well, this guy was talking to me about how Oakland University almost got in, and I had to talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah, I could give a toss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I don't want to get my oil changed or get a haircut or anything.
But I was in there, and then it was a big American Idol discussion about who was a good singer. And Lloyd cutting my hair used to play guitar in a band, and he was going on and on about that. And they were talking about what he used to play, and it was just all kind of barbershop discussion going on. And I'm like, what am I doing here?
Did you play the numbers?
No, I did not. No. I did not play the numbers.
Did you bet on anything?
No. Didn't bet on anything there. No, it was fine. It wasn't even. I don't even want to stereotype because it wasn't a bad experience.
Sure.
It was just funny that I went into what used to be a white barbershop, now became a black barbershop, and I was in the middle of this whole black discussion because I was just talking about, you know.
Did you have a hot sauce conversation?
No,
about
but it was
hot
he
sauce?
Was fine. He goes, you know, he cut my hair.
Yeah.
I put the shower cap back on, and I was on my way. It was
you and that stupid. by the way, you were like, I had to go all over town. I just.
What are you talking about?
The other night we went and got contact fluid. And I found a wave cap at the Walgreens in Oak Park that was like, it said wave cap on the package.
What was it?
That is not a wave cap.
Okay, but it wasn't like this. It wasn't a.
No.
What was the wave cap?
It was what Mike Lundy put on the forum.
But see, this, I couldn't find this.
I know.
But this is what I wanted. This is what guys used to wear to protect your jerry.
You're on the precipice of the hood. You could have found a wave cap with you tried.
Nah, but I wanted this.
You look like Carol Burnett in that thing.
Look like Mama.
Yeah.
From Mama's Family.
Yeah, Vicki Lawrence. Look at Mama's Family.
No, but anyway, I was kidding. I didn't wear that to the barbershop. I didn't do any of that.
Disorderlies.
Anymore. I got my hair cut and.
I kind of rove around. I never can find a barbershop I like.
Well, I see now I used to like this one, and now because I like this Karen, she did a good job on this haircut. Which this haircut you can screw up, actually.
Yeah. It's really,
believe it or not. No, you
really
can't.
Really not much to do with
that. You
know
why? Because you can like make the division too high. And then it looks like you got like a jarhead cut. You got like a Russ Brown Marine cut.
Right.
So you got to have it kind of all one length.
Yeah.
I
should save it for the roast, but that haircut on Russ Brown. God.
And he's kind of given up the Marine cut, hasn't he?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to see if Russ has that in full effect on Wednesday.
I want to get my hair cut by some old guy, you know, named Hubert.
You want a hot towel?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
I want a hot Carl, too. No.
I want a shave and a haircut. Yeah. Can you still get that anywhere?
I don't know.
There's places around here like with a pole, the barber pole and that kind of stuff.
I want a stripper pole in the barber.
Well,
that's the other thing. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I want my hair cut by some guy named Chet or Herb. You know, some right. guy that's got like shrapnel in his leg from Anzio.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I want my hair cut by. Some old dude.
Right.
Slap some aqua velva on my head.
Yeah, he learned to cut hair in the service.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the Princeton. I've been giving this haircut since 1927.
He was on a destroyer cutting hair.
Yeah, yeah.
When the actual barber got blown up by a Jap mine or something, you know, then you that's the guy you want.
I was
hair.
Cutting hairs in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. Anyway.
I was
Golden Glove champion.
I thought I found a good lady. Sometimes I'll go to, like, there's a place where it's all, like, Chinese ladies.
Well, that's not shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll go to that.
Well, all nail technology is run by Filipinos. So
yeah. Absolutely. Koreans. I thought. Maybe.
Both of them. That's like the trade.
But were you saying we're gonna talk about like where you can go and get your hair cut by a hot chick?
Yeah, they got this place called Lady Jane's.
Yes.
That's around here, and I'm sure they have this in every city in America of some degree.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and you go in and it's like hot chicks, and there's like big screen TVs.
Yes.
And like Sports Illustrated, and you're supposed to just sit leather chairs, and
it's like a man room.
Yeah,
where you get your haircut.
It's a friggin' haircut. I don't need it to be a lounge. You know, like
right.
Come in and smoke your cigar and talk to Tiffany while she cuts your hair.
Now, I heard the chicks. My dad was telling me, like one of my dad's old golf buddies, who's like probably 7 years old. He goes in, and I guess if you like, she sits on your lap and stuff. That's what he was telling me.
Get out of here.
All kind of rumors.
Get up.
Okay. There was somebody that told me the chicks will like some of them, you actually go into a private suite and the chick will get topless while she cuts your hair.
What?
I've heard that.
What barbershop is this?
It's this place. I don't want to specifically say it's Lady Jane's, but it's places like that. That's what I've heard. You go into a private suite and the girl gets naked.
Do I make you a little horny?
Well, and then I've heard
well, strip down and
my dad
ready.
Says, you know, he gave
really
the girl, when she finishes the haircut, she sits on his lap.
Wow.
And this guy's like 70 years old, and she gets like a $30.
It was a foot massage. Massage is nothing. I give my mother a foot massage.
She gets like a $30 tip out of
it. Way, I'm Marcellus's new way.
Nobody's giving a foot massage, but
as bad as eating her pussy out. No, it was the same fucking ball pump.
Whoa! Stop right there. Eating a bitch out.
I forgot how long this clip.
It's a long clip.
Is there, like, so are we talking, like, hand full release?
No. She just sat on his lap. It was, like, not a, I don't know. It's a 70-year-old guy.
By the way, this, I hate America, by the way. All the all the Oriental health spas, in quotation marks, have been cleaned up lately.
More or less. There's, if you go into small towns, there's still some in there. But
around here, there used to be, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The old corner massage parlor.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's everything's registered. And
it was a rub and tug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a goddamn beautiful.
You know who's got the rub and tug if you want to go get one? And I've never done this for the record, but I know people that have.
Yeah.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Full of them.
Give you the rub and tug. Very good up there. That's what I've heard.
There was an episode of Dennis Leary's show, The Job, which he had before the firefighter show he's going to rescue me, where like they were investigating a massage parlor. And all the cops in the precinct had to go to like. He went and she was so incredible that like all the cops were like. Really? And they all went, and then finally when it got busted, they were all sad.
Well, that was the Curb Your Enthusiasm, too, when he went on there, and they had a, he had a big debate about how many pumps that she whacked him off. But if it was fewer than, I forget the number, but if it was like fewer than six pumps, that's not cheating on his wife.
Six pumps.
Him and Mike Binder had that discussion. It was very funny. It was a good episode.
Six pumps.
I forget the number, but it was.
It takes a real spectacular hand job. The hand job is a lost.
Sure.
It's a dying art.
Is it really?
It really is.
All right, well, let's bring it back. Corey, after the break, I'm going to switch out your mic cable.
Yeah.
And then we'll strip down below the waist.
Okay.
And we'll toss each other off right here on the show.
Strip down and get relaxed.
I'm going to. Thank you very much, Brian Ross.
Was it hard?
Very sexy, that Brian Ross voice. Can you imagine the wife of Brian Ross that has to hear that voice?
Oh, speaking of sexy.
Yes.
There's this clip.
Pull a bag over your head.
I got to get more of her. God, she is on every night and weekend night, and I never.
We went into Lover's Lane.
Oh.
On a lark.
No, wait a minute. Not me and you.
No.
You explain.
Should I save this after the break?
Who went to Lover's Lane?
How much time do we have till break?
We have 5 minutes.
All right. All right, so my girlfriend and I went
Your
into,
girlfriend.
We went into Lover's Lane, right?
We did go buy Cherry Brooklyn some crap the one night.
Right.
Okay, but go ahead.
Anyway, she has to throw a bachelorette party for her friend. So she wanted to go look at all the novelty penises, you know. Oh, look, a penis cake.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. Dick with those. It's like, oh, little plastic dick straws. So anyway, she wanted to look at some of that stuff, and she wanted to look at lingerie, and I just could care less. You know, like, I'm just like, whatever.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, well, you're bored looking at it, or you don't want her to wear it, or?
I'm, if she wears it, nice, it's fine. But I don't, like, it's not a thing that I care about, really. I'm like, I'd rather you just wear
it. Would she normally not wear, like, lingerie, or?
She'll wear, you know, a nice bra and panty set, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. Is it ever, like, a sleeping thing? Does she not sleep in, or is it?
No, that's not like what her sleeping. You know, whatever.
Okay.
T-shirts and stuff. But like, I don't care. And she was so bummed out that like she's looking at all this lingerie and wants to like try it on. I'm like, I don't give a toss. Like, whatever. Is it nice? Sure. Do I need you to be in the naughty Skrull Girl costume? No, not really.
Well, maybe it would be nice if you pretended you cared.
I know, but here's the thing, and this is why she was mad at me. Because then we went and she had to get new glasses.
Okay.
She wears contacts, but she needs glasses just for the off times. And that got me. I was like, she's putting on glasses. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, those are the ones.
You give her some like Lisa Loeb specials.
Oh, you're goddamn right. Yeah. I was trying to get her in anything cat's eye you could
Corey
get.
Corey is.
Yeah. And I totally was like, you know what? I got a librarian fetish.
Corey has a weird girls in glasses fetish.
I do. I love
it. Which is nothing wrong with that. I mean, my ex-girlfriend had. Glasses. And,
there's plenty of websites out there where you can find
and I've
this.
Dated other girls with glasses, and I'm not.
But I realized that the glasses were much hotter to me than the lingerie. I'm like, I could get really. I mean, the lingerie is nice. You know, it's nice, but I'm just taking it off anyway.
But the glasses.
Oh, goddamn.
Tremendous,
like,
huh?
She was trying on glasses, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's working for me. Oh, those are good.
Well, you are a certain kind of creep.
Oh.
I mean, it is sort of. endearing in a sense because you kind of go like, well, look, he's not into slutty lingerie. He likes a girl who looks like she ruined her eyes reading.
Yeah.
And in a way that says a lot about you, but at the same time,
I'm turned on by brainy looking chicks.
Maybe that makes you a little weird too.
You know, there's not to me taking the glasses off is kind of hot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like in the movies, right. They always do that where the girl will be like, boom, and she'll whip the glass off, and suddenly
Corey,
you're like,
Corey, hold on a second.
Oh yeah, no, please leave those fucking things on.
How you doing?
Yeah, you just look like a squinty now without the glasses.
First of all, you used to know me before I wore glasses, by the way.
I know. The glasses actually work for you. Yes. They kind of give you a little bit of sophistication.
If you're an ugly guy, glasses will work for you.
They kind of give Joel a sophistication he would probably lack without them. They give you a little air.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, what was to say? At the novelty dick emporium, there was a dildo sponsored by that chick, Sue, what's her name?
Sue Johnson.
There was a Sue Johnson endorsed vibrator.
Sue Johnson looks like a fucking prune. She is the ugliest lady you'll ever see.
Why are you putting her on that package?
She literally, Dr. Ruth is hotter than her, and I'm not making that up. She is so...
Pull a bag over your head.
Yeah, she is so awful looking. If you ever see that show. The show is on, if you want to watch that, it's on the Oxygen channel.
Sexual intercourse, penis in vagina, sex.
I'm sitting there, like every other dildo sponsored by Jesse Jane and every porn actress in the world.
Yeah,
this one, Sue Johnson.
You can have Tara Patrick's vagina, and then there's a Sue Johnson.
Right, right. Jenna Jameson's anus is molded for you to enjoy, or you can play with this dildo.
An
old lady came.
I'll tell you what, we gotta
fix this mic.
That mic cable is killing me, and we've put up with it for 35 minutes. So it's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we have funny website queries. This is actually pretty cool.
Not queers.
Queries.
No. This will be good.
No more John Inman. No, this is like what people type in to find the Corey and Joel Radio Show online. We have a list, a couple samples of that. That's kind of funny. We also have the Ultimate Fighting Champion, Chuck Liddell.
Oh,
and he had some problems last week, so we'll talk about him. We've got some funny audio of him. And don't forget to email us. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com and all that stuff. That's fine. It's more Arcade Fire. We'll be back in a couple minutes with a new mic cable for Corey right after this. Arcade Fire there. Was The Well in the Lighthouse, is that the name of that song? Yes. That's what it's called. It's good. How's the mic? Test the bottom of that. Now pull the bottom of the
shaking
connection
it.
And the, that there.
Wiggle it
and it's good and yeah. It's not making any. All right, so we've got a bum cable.
Wow.
From this particular company that I will not mention.
Those miserable bastards.
Until they fuck me. But that's why I wanted to. I got to check that cable when we go to the castle because if that doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. So anyway.
They rhyme with beautician's trend.
And you can take it from there, everybody.
Hey now.
They've been good, though. They sold us a lot of good stuff. But that pisses me off that we got a shitty cable. So.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
You know what else pisses me off? The lack of deaths in the Deadpool. It really is
frustrating. And what can you do? I mean, you can't go kill somebody, so you just deal with it.
I hadn't thought of that. like Les Paul. Why is he alive? That's PJ's.
Don't know.
Yeah. What do you got? You're waiting on Soupy Sales.
It'd be great if somebody died
Tom Schneider,
day of the roast and I could go celebrate with a big crowd.
Tom Schneider, he's been hanging on forever.
Tom Schneider, very old. He's got leukemia.
Yeah. But, God damn.
Yeah?
I'm looking at your list.
I got a good list.
I'm thinking Zsa Zsa is your hot.
What about like Senator Tim Johnson was like dying?
He's recovering.
And now it's like he's back.
Yeah, he's recovering.
The blind sheik guy was like dead in prison practically. Still, well,
what's
on.
Burning me on my list is Ariel Sharon. Pull the plug.
You know he could live too.
He's a vegetable. He's never getting better. Yeah. Pull the plug.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a little frustrating with this whole.
Kirk Douglas, what are you waiting for?
I don't know, but I do want to encourage people to email us. We've gotten some good emails. We'll have to read those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next week will be a good week to read email because we can't talk about the roast because it will have sort of we're in this sort of weird twilight zone next week where the roast has happened, but has not happened, but has already happened. It's sort of a weird thing, you know?
Yeah.
People will be hearing the show. The roast will have already happened, but we won't be able to talk about it because it hasn't happened when we recorded.
Next week, right.
It's very frustrating.
Well, this,
but,
you know.
Anyway.
Come out and
talk
see
about
it.
That. So come out and see the roast March 14th. Don't forget about that. Send us an email, though. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. And as you can see, we are buying new equipment for the show. So if you want to help us out with that, you can contribute to the lunch fund. It's right on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Absolutely.
And there might even be, I might have a new thing for that, too, in the future. But anyway, send us some money.
A new wrinkle
in that. So more reasons. I'll have a John Inman coffee mug if you donate to a certain level.
Yes.
It'll be good.
Really?
Yes. Anyhow.
A John Inman coffee.
I wasn't even like, they were like, not even like, are you being served coffee mugs?
Yeah.
And they weren't Mr. Humphrey's
coffee
mug.
John Inman.
They were just like, you know, he didn't have the rights to the name of the show or whatever.
Right,
so
sure.
It was like a John Inman coffee mug.
It was just, you can drink from where this homo has been. I liked John Inman. I like that show. I just am tired of it.
Yeah, it's on too much.
It's 30 years not enough.
But it's a good show. It's you have a good laugh over that.
I guess.
Yeah, it's a good show.
There's new. I mean, I'm like, put the young ones on or something.
Yeah.
Give me something else.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking.
Another 20-year-old show.
Corey and I were just sifting through our web stats the other day. I found this interesting. We were figuring out. First of all, remember how we looked through our web stats? And basically, I want to thank everybody for listening because the show is very popular still.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we Corey is somehow, in your mind, I think, thought that maybe we're not as popular as we used to be.
No, we're pretty much the same.
We've really grown after like a year, and then we've really maintained the audience since then. But remember how
we have occasional weird surges.
And I figured out what the surge was.
Yeah,
the surge was in July of last year, and you know what it was?
What?
On the mailing list, I put up the Gathering of the Juggalos pictures.
Oh.
But it wasn't that some Juggalos got a hold of the list.
Ah.
So apparently, there were Juggalos on the mailing list who spread it around to like every Juggalo message board.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, because that was just pure clicks. It wasn't bandwidth.
Sure.
Because the show, if you, more downloads of the show will increase our bandwidth.
Yeah.
But the pictures don't really take up a lot of space, so it's not a big deal.
Gotcha.
But it was just tons and tons of extra clicks.
And then,
I figured out that's what that was.
And then the cops seized their laptops to try and get the kiddie porn off them, and Juggalo stopped clicking on the show.
Anyway, so we go on there, and they have a thing on there. It's called, when you get your web stat reports, they have a thing called... search query results, I think is what they call it. I didn't print it out there. I just printed out the results of it. But basically, it's if you type into Google something to search for, what would bring our site up? And I think what happens is not only does our site come up on these, but I believe it actually means that somebody visited the site based on the search results.
Right.
So if you go into Google, if you type one of these things that we're about to read, our show comes up. For example, if you type in Corey and Joel,
yeah,
CoreyandJoelRadio.com comes up, which makes perfect sense. Sure. If you type in the other top thing on my list here that I have, this is we have February and January here, so these are pretty recent months. I think I have February, you have January, but if you type in Deathpool 2007 into Google or Yahoo or one of those, our show will come up eventually, right? Maybe not the first
page.
I
have 50 of those.
Right, I have 32 searches for Deathpool that runs. Okay, I also have, but it gets funnier. That's what's great about it is Donkey Show got 16 hits.
I've got 7 on mine.
Okay, see, yeah. So it's very weird that people, what people are searching for and what leads them to our list. So, Corey, do you want to read a couple of yours?
Sure. I mean,
some of these make sense, and some of them you're like, who is searching for this?
Well, actually, 10.
How do we relate
to
this?
We had a show called Pride and Prejudice, apparently.
Yes.
10 hits for that.
I have 12 on my list.
Imagine some kid trying to like research a
Jane Austen
novel.
Yeah,
I got to read Pride and Prejudice for 10th grade, and then they find our show. But here's some of the hot ones.
Yeah.
You know, stuff you'd kind of expect.
Sure.
Upchuck the Clown, Corey, Joel.
Yes.
Then there's Eleanor Mondale death. That was a hot one. Got some
dead.
Hits on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Muff. That's a good one.
Muff. We had Christina's Muff. I'm assuming that's why.
Yeah.
That's
and a... here's one that appears over and over again in different forms. It starts with just Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
But then there's like Rachel Ray's tits.
Yeah. There's a lot of Rachel Ray, different spellings of Rachel Ray, I find. Mm-hmm. Where's a Rachel Ray one on mine? You know, there's a lot of hits from Rachel Ray.
Here we got a couple hits for Cornholes.
Okay.
Excited about that? Yeah.
Cornholes. That actually, I have Estelle Getty death.
Right.
Here,
sure.
That somebody went for that. Somebody went for the chameleonaire pronunciation. Actually led people to Corey and Joel Radio. I found that fascinating.
Really? Juggalette tits got some hits.
Oh, see? Now that's good.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's looking
hilarious for radio talk show MP3s. That should have gotten more hits than it got.
Yeah. See, I have Hunting Girls.
Really?
Came up on the very first page of this.
Here's one that's baffling to me. Ass Blurry. I don't know how that
came Ass Blurry?
Ass Blurry. Yeah.
I have a lot of hits for An Appointment with Death.
Really?
Was that a Jack Kevorkian thing?
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
I got a couple hits for Sal D'Amelio Girlfriend.
That
was one. Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, this one's tremendous. This is my favorite one. A Lots Sexy Gay.
And it's A Lots.
A Lots Sexy
A-L-O-T.
Gay. Yeah.
A Lots Sexy
who
Gay.
Who, what, first of all, what immigrant who can't spell? Yeah.
Borat was searching for us.
A Lots Sexy Gay.
Now, this doesn't mean that people were looking for us specifically, but they found us by clicking.
And then somehow they typed in A Lots Sexy Gay and hit us. Somebody typed in His Balls.
And our site came
actually,
up.
Actually, more than one person typed in His Balls.
See, I have a lot of Refrigerator Perry death.
Here's one. This could be the show's title this week. If not A Lot Sexy Gay.
Oh, yeah?
His Booby Joel Lover.
Oh, well, of course. That's my nickname, Booby Joel Lover.
What mongoloids are typing this stuff?
I have,
A Lot Sexy Gay.
I have Who's Gay in Hollywood? Gears of War Sucks, people searched for.
Really?
Hottest Porn Ever. Ninja Love was a search that people did.
Ninja Love.
Perverted Funny Comics leads right to us.
Well, that's good.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Homos. Just typing in HOMOS, homos, will lead you eventually to the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Sex noises. Got a hint.
How about prostate exam porn?
Oh, that's tremendous.
Comes right to us. And I think, Corey, you're the one who searched for Christina Ricci New 2007.
That was probably me, yeah.
That one led right to our site.
I like Arabic bitches as well.
Oh, that's good.
Here's another one. Yeah. Why are hosts dicks? That's a good one.
And that led to us. Oh, my God. What about this one? Comedy Radio Sit Balls December. That's what it's Comedy Radio Sit Balls December.
I'm getting like multiple. You know what's funny, though? I'm getting multiple Eleanor Mondale death.
Yeah, everyone was into that. I have Juggalette Tit Picks on here.
The Horniest Woman Ever got a hit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have Corey. Okay, no, that's not. There's a lot of Corey stuff. There's Index of Hot Tub Sex.
Uh-huh.
I love this one. Pussy Trick Shows in Sweden.
Okay, sure.
I don't know what a pussy...
How about Raiding Panty Drawer?
Oh, that people came to us for that.
Clips of Nipples Fro Flava Flav.
List of Dane Cook Stealing Louis C.K.
Well, I'm glad
to be... Right to us. We covered that.
God, there's so many Rachel Ray.
There's a lot of Rachel Ray stuff.
Lots of Rachel Ray.
Toffee Faye came right to us.
Yeah. I think this is actually a very apt summary of our topic and what goes on in this show.
How about RSS 2.0 porn ass?
Okay.
Did Richard Dawson die?
How about how to say cheers in Japanese for sake bombs?
I don't know. That, apparently we talked about that at one point.
And then suck Rachel Ray's pussy.
Oh, well.
You know what? And now I'm declaring right now, there's the two hits we get the most. It's now going to be called Corey and Joel's Scarlett Johansson, Rachel Ray Pussy Hour.
I was just
that's going to be the new name of the
there's
show.
There's a lot of Scarlett Johansson. Because I have this one. Now, this was something we actually covered was audio tape Scarlett Johansson blowjob in a car. And that came up. We talked about that. We never actually got the tape.
The new name of the show, Scarlett Johansson's Vagina with Corey and Joel. That's going to be, and we're going to triple our hits in a moment.
Oh, wait a minute, Corey. I have Giant Gay Dicks.
Oh.
Was a search for us.
Sure.
Perky Nipples came up.
One hit for Mike Lundy, comedian. What a shame.
Corey, I have this. I'm not making this up. Debbie Schlussel Whore.
That's a winner.
That was
right
a search
there.
That.
Hey, killed. Now. That's not nice.
People also found us by looking for ugliest men in America, which I think is unfair. I think that's unfair.
Donkey humor. I got one of those. That's
wildest radio podcast ever.
I would like a nice bowl of Corey Chowder if I was you. That's what
Corey
I
Chowder?
Corey
is
Chowder.
That one word or two words?
No, it's two words.
Oh, really?
Corey Chowder is on there.
Okay. I have Who is Joel's Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, someone was interested in that. I don't understand why. Tina Fey Hatchet Face came right to our site.
Oh, that's
without any delay. That should be the number one thing you get when you. I also have teen girls getting banged.
Okay.
Okay. What else do I have?
I keep
here?
Getting man cow.
Do you? Well, we mentioned man cow. I talked about when I was on man cow. That's why. Scarlett Johansson blowjob audio download. Another list. Of that. Ivanka Trump boobs.
Rachel Ray offends Oprah. What the hell?
Yeah, there's so much Scarlett Johansson. Download Scarlett Johansson.
I'm personally glad
audio.
That our show is associated with Hardcore My Friend's Hot Sister.
Oh, well, that's our number one topic. We have the death of Corey Haim, who isn't dead.
This, what's great here is I want to listen to Scarlett Johansson's tape. Like, someone just typed it in. Like, the computer would answer their request like that.
Like, it's 2001, and it's...
You know,
it's,
are they?
You know.
Did they try talking to the computer first? Computer on Scarlett Johansson!
Hell, give me the Scarlett Johansson. This is one that I know we're very proud of that this came back. It was the world's ugliest waitresses.
You know what?
That was a search term that
came back. If
there's
one thing I talk about on this show a lot, it's the world's ugliest waitresses. That is very true. What else do we have here? Santa Slut. That's a good one.
Yeah, I have Phoebe Cates download. I have Juggalo Culture. And this is one I want to thank your girlfriend for this. Foods that make a woman's pussy taste better.
You know, that's terrific.
That was a search, and your girlfriend brought that up when she was on the show, so you got to listen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, let's see.
Pauly Shore got punched at a nightclub. Here's an important one. Are redheads crazy?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yes, but deliciously so.
Comedians that steal jokes led right to us. Somebody searched for...
When did Art Linkletter die? That's what I want. That's what
not
I want to know.
Not fucking yet. Is
not
what
soon
yet.
Enough.
I have German dildo. Which somebody searched for?
Somebody was looking for hee-haw jokes to download and found us. Hey, the other shows that suck for them. how about this grammar? The most horniest woman.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Some guy searched for Norbit sucks, and our site came
and
up.
And you know what? You'll find a lot about that. Some sick bastard was looking for Faith Ford nipples.
Oh, well, who would do that?
And, yeah.
All right, what about Dago jokes? That's something we've certainly
that's
done
true.
Plenty of, Dago jokes.
I'm really glad that we have an Oprah Loves Gail. Somebody found that. Somebody was looking for Oprah's best friend, Gail.
Somebody was looking for the Yoda radio show. I think they're still looking for that.
And they could keep going.
Somebody
looked for a Gallagher podcast.
How about Vasectomy Nightmares? Led right to our site.
Here, this should be your new stage name, Joel Hindenburg.
Joel Hindenburg came up?
Yes. That should be your new nickname.
It was me in the UP.
Your new stage name, Joel. Because nobody can pronounce Fragamenti. Joel Hindenburg.
Joel Hindenburg, okay. If you want to look for gay makeouts online, it will lead directly to the Corey and Joel radio show.
Why don't we change it to the Nipples Host Show? I think that would be really Well, I think I've kind of gone through all of mine.
But. Have you gone through yours? What about I have the death of Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Who's not dead. I have worst date on Jay Leno show.
Well, it's every day.
Phoebe Cates banana. Somebody looked for.
I would look for Phoebe Cates banana.
Somebody looked for the Cobra Snake girl.
Hey, someone looked for comedian Steve Sabo, and I don't approve of that kind of thing. I don't approve of that kind of thing.
I have Joe Rogan pictures of vitiligo.
Really?
I don't even know that. Does Joe Rogan have vitiligo?
Joe Rogan pictures of vitiligo?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Naked Latino booty, which I don't think we've really done.
We should have more of that on the show.
Naked Latino booty. And I have Corey Hall Detroit came up as well.
So. Here's an old one. Pat O'Brien Betsy.
Oh, see? See, I bet you if I went in and really pulled out, like, old months, these were fairly
these
recent.
These would be funny.
They would be different because people were searching for different things around then. But this was
female
just
arm wrestling MPEG.
Oh, well, that's what everyone wants to see.
Oh, God. What I've determined from this is you people are sick out there on the internet. You really.
What song did Tim Wilson perform on today's Bob and Tom radio show?
Like we'd know.
I know. Well, here's somebody's sister-in-law sex stories.
Okay.
Like, who's looking for sister-in-law sex stories?
Some sick bastard is looking for that.
I guess. But that all leads back to the Corey and Joel radio show. So that's
mm-hmm. A lot sexy gay.
A lot sexy
can you,
gay.
I'm just picturing whoever typed that into the friggin'. I want to find a lot sexy gay.
Some guy in, like, Turkey or Romania or something like that, right?
And you then they found Corey and Joel podcast. And, oh, those guys are fit. And
they are a lot sexy gay.
They're a lot sexy.
They little sexy gay.
I
but wait a minute. So he's looking for sexy gay people?
Who's looking for ass blurry?
I don't know.
Is that a Dairy Queen? Can you get the new ass blurry? What is that? I'm glad people are looking for AIDS jokes and they find us. That's important.
Well, somebody looked for the sex dice game sex how to make. It's literally what it says here.
That's good times, yeah.
What are RSS gay wrestling feeds? I don't think we're doing any gay.
I haven't done any gay wrestling on the
show. Here's one that was certainly done by a lesbian.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you a lesbian typed this in. B. Arthur Icon.
Okay, yeah. That's that's some lesbian work. We don't have a drop for that, but
if we had one,
yeah,
it would sound like this.
Call me a wackadoo.
Something like that.
Yeah, if you're into B. Arthur,
if you're into Eddie Vestoon,
you're a wackadoo.
I'll have an
call
Eddie.
Call me a wackadoo.
Hopefully, I'll have an Eddie. There's a little bit of that on the forum. In fact, the forum's been really good this past week.
The forum's been blown up.
I
want to
thank
everyone. The forum.
Corey has some friend named Sean who is arguing with everybody, which is kind of funny.
My old roommate, Sean Stone, got on there and went nuts. And,
it's almost like he needed, like, a lot of the questions he had would have been answered had he listened to the show.
That's okay.
But I know you can't listen to 110 shows. But
I encourage anybody.
No, but go ahead
that.
And post. He asked some questions and
maybe I'll make a Legion of Roommates section, and all the guys I've lived with. Over
well, what about everyone I've lived with can be on there.
Yeah.
Too,
oh, maybe. You've had about 100 girls through here.
Girlfriends. Yeah.
No, you've had about 3 girlfriends. You've had like a bunch of girls that have lived here.
I've had a bunch of girls that have lived here, and I'm looking for a new girl.
This will be a new thread, the Hall of Roommates, and we can we can match them up, and they can double date, and it'll be exciting. And all the people I've known, and
maybe my old roommates can date your old roommates.
No, it's good. Good. Sean's a funny guy. Sean's got a lot of good stories.
He just was all like, you
He's
guys.
He's married now.
But so. He was like, you guys didn't invent stuff and podcasting. Well, and that was complete bullshit.
We didn't invent podcasting.
No, I never claimed to. But
he sent us a Wikipedia entry that showed the history of podcasting, and we don't claim to have invented podcasting.
No, we don't. But we were in it very, very early.
Fairly early. We were in the first generation
or
so.
Yeah, we were like in the first, within the first 6 months. Really, to me, podcasting. Podcasting became popular when there was a big USA Today article on podcasting. And that really is what made it explode.
I mean, there were, at the time we started it, you could probably listen to all the podcasts.
Yeah, you could listen to everybody that was doing it. I mean, there were people who had done like one show and then stopped doing it, or two shows and stopped doing
it. And then,
but there weren't a lot of regular, like weekly or daily podcasts when we started. There was several hundred at the most.
And 4 or 5 months after we'd done it, there were thousands.
Yeah, and then iTunes picked it up, and then you could start to get every, you know, daily show as a podcast.
Yeah. I mean,
and none of that was available when we started.
And
so
it went nuts, and now no one's made any money off it, and then we all can relax.
Well, it sort of it was a fad. A lot of people bought iPods, and then it went. You know what also, like, sort of hurt podcasting, or like sort of what we do as podcasting, was when, like, the video iPod came out. It wasn't enough to, like, have two idiots talking in a room.
But see,
you had to see the two idiots talking in a room.
I thought that this was a commuter. This is like an office or
I agree
commuter
with that.
Medium.
I agree with that. But it was like the video thing was a fad, in other words. But it's sort of like, if it wasn't a video podcast, well, now you're not hot.
Sure.
So we were hot, and then we were not hot because we weren't video. And now I think everything's
I think we'd be
down.
Very hot in video. I think you and
people
I...
People want to see us in video?
You and I in a Mr. Turtle pool full of Jell-O. And that's somebody's going to type that in and find out. That's going to be a link to us.
Well, anyway, that's sort of the arc of podcasting, and I explain that in the forum.
Download Hee-Haw clips was one. That's terrific.
Because there were the guys that ripped us off. And
no, it just, in the early days of podcasting, back when we cared, and we used to fight with these guys.
Yeah. But what would happen is we would do something new on our show, and the next thing you know, other guys would start doing it, and, you know.
Okay, I don't know. Here's the problem. No one is a historian that's listened to every podcast.
No.
So do I know exactly what every guy ever did?
No.
But I know that when we did the Bonus Club, when we first did...
We did the mailing list and gave people extra content
every week. When we did that, none of the other podcasters could figure out what we were talking about because we did it. We ripped on a show. We created Your Podcast Sucks.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't want to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we decided we would stop bashing other podcasts on the show. Because
it was taking up a lot of the show.
We made a little side show for like 20 minutes.
Every week I would get in a 10-minute rant about stupid podcasters.
Yeah. So we just put it on its own little feature and put it out there. And then when news of that went out, because people basically found that and then posted it to forums, which is when you know you're doing well when your shit that you're just giving to the mailing people now explodes into like the mainstream.
And there was a show called Skepticality.
Yes.
And it was, you know, Joel thought he would like it because it was supposed to be about there's no aliens. And...
It was like the Skeptical Inquirer magazine and like all of this stuff about UFOs are bullshit and Bigfoot and all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know.
Again, Joel is a very big skeptic. But anyway, he thought he'd like it and it was the most boring show ever.
I legitimately downloaded it because I thought I would like it. And then I listened to it and it was awful.
It was wretched. And then they had Whimsicality, their offshoot.
Where they wouldn't talk about being skeptics. They would just talk about...
They'd read poems about their macaroni and cheese that they ate.
No, she wrote a poem about her Volkswagen.
Right.
And that was one of their shows.
Swoopy. What was her name? Sloopy? Sloopy?
Swoopy in the...
Swoopy in the dead boy,
Swoopy
whatever.
And the cunt. I don't know.
So anyway, we did Your Podcast Sucks about Skepticality.
Yeah.
And word got out about that. Maybe we plugged it or something. And people were like, what are you doing? You're doing a secret... feed?
Yeah, they were accusing us of doing a secret show.
No, and it was
very underhanded that, you know, and it was just like it was something for our fans.
Yeah, and believe me, TV shows, radio shows have done mailing lists forever.
Yeah, we're not claiming that.
But we did,
saying,
I think, one of the original podcasts.
No podcast was doing that where you would get extra
and then
podcasting.
Suddenly other people started doing it.
Yeah.
Guys who sent us fan letters.
Yeah, like the guy Patrick from Nobody Likes Onion sent me fan letters a bunch of times about how good our show was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I'm going to start my show and it's going to be called Nobody Likes Onions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, good luck with that. And then he got on the air and then we started calling him a douche and then he hated us all of a sudden. And then he ripped us off with it. You know, but it's fine. I mean, we're not saying people are ripping us off in that, like, no one else should be doing it, but we innovated and people can give us credit.
Sure.
Some people like us. The guys that do From the Ville.
Yeah.
Are very gracious and say that like we influence them to start a show.
Well, and good for them. Good on them.
Good on them.
We've had good relationships with a couple podcasts.
Sure, it's not like we hate everybody.
Yeah, we're most of them. Here's the thing. I did not invent dick jokes, nor did I invent the idea of putting dick jokes on the internet.
Right.
But I think that we've done things that could be demonstrated as influential.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So.
That's all. Enough about that.
We also, you know what else we did that at the time was very sort of controversial? That we were doing long shows, and people were dumping on us right and left for doing long shows.
Well, there was another show called Bib and Yaz that would do 3 hours.
Well, they would do 3 hours, but that was like a retardedly long show.
Yeah.
But it was also, they were also doing it infrequently, though. They would just do it whenever they wanted.
The early podcasts were like 15 minutes.
Yeah, they were like just little bite-sized nuggets of information that you could take with
you.
And
that's fine, because Dawn and Drew, about 6 minutes of that, and you're getting a spoon to pull your eyeballs out. And just, you know, you're digging in your auditory canal. With
somebody
on
Wikipedia, I was reading that Dawn and Drew was sort of based on, they're claiming it's like an old style husband and wife radio show.
Yeah, well, Burns and Allen.
It was sort of like a Burns and Allen.
Yeah, except without the timing or humor.
Yeah, I know. Burns and Allen was very. Yeah, it was.
And let me tell you, and now we pulled that stuff off the archives. We should, for the 2-year anniversary, offer up some
offer
classic
up the
moments.
History. Well, I think the skepticality, if you're on the mailing list, I don't even think you can get that Your Podcast Sucks anymore.
I think you can get the early Podcast Sucks.
I think I've removed those from the mailing list, but maybe I will re-add them.
The classic PK&J episode where I might have been as crazy and insane as I've ever been on the show. I was screaming so mad about
that. You know what? Here's what I want to do. After the roast and everything, I want to look up all of the shows that we used to dump on. Are they still around? Are they not still around?
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them are gone. I'm sure some of them are still around. I don't read almost any podcasting shit ever anymore.
No.
Because who cares? It doesn't mean anything.
Well, we used to act like it cared, meant something.
Yeah. We used to care about the community, quote-unquote, of podcasting.
And that's fine.
But you can't, you know, you just can't. It's too big a thing now to even try to follow it.
I'm going
to
do let's bring back Your Podcast Sucks, because I'm sure somebody deserves it right
we
between
We want
the
people to give us suggestions, too, about what's a shitty show to dump on.
Yeah, send us
so
in.
So if you've listened to podcasts, because I know, you know, there are people who listen to other shows. I've listened to a couple of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I listened to a thing called the CAGcast.
Yeah.
Which you have no idea what that is, probably. It's the CAG CAGcast.
Sure.
It's the podcast of cheapassgamer.com.
Okay.
Where they just talk about video games, and the guy tells you, like, where to get cheap video games.
Bargain games.
Yeah, and it's a good site, and I listen to the guy's show, and it's sort of interesting.
I've never had an issue with stuff like that.
Right.
I've always said podcasting is great for, like, tech issues.
Sure.
You want to find out about, like, people reviewing, you know, iPods.
It's a very narrow,
But when
thing.
It's the guys who do comedy.
We're doing sort of some people have said our show is too inside because it's too comedy based.
It is too inside. And but today it's been
fine.
Too inside.
Has it really?
Our show rewards the listener who's
right,
been around
for
a
while. Yeah, because when we talk about PJ, if you're a listener, you know who that is.
It's called creating a character.
But I also have no problem doing that
because
if you want to hear us dump on skepticality, you can go back and listen to it.
Sure.
You can listen to any of these shows.
You know,
listen to our first show.
I would listen to more. I would listen to more. More. Of these you can't even use now. Apple's suing, so you
there's
can't certain, use
podcast.
I would listen to more of these
webcast,
or internet blog, web blogs, whatever. If I could get a damn FM tuner that worked for my car, first of all, and I would, you know what I would listen to? I would listen to like stuff like comic book stuff or whatever,
sure.
You know, like movie stuff.
Yeah, I'll listen to that, and I get some MMA stuff, MMA radio shows.
But I'm not listening to PK&J, so I can hear about her goddamn new puppy.
And don't
forget vagina! Yay!
You can listen to the Funhouse with Upchuck the Clown on the web
sure.
As well.
If you
at wfuckoffradio.com.
I guess you could do that. Yeah.
And I want to plug this. This, you know, I'm gonna be live.
I saw your intern Andrea last night. Who
did you really?
Was my intern that I gave to Upchuck.
Well, sort of. You really
it's a blessing.
Live on March 20th. Wfuckoffradio will be live at St. Andrew's Hall. For the release of the new Insane Clown Posse album called The Tempest.
Oh, well, get out there and get that.
But no, I am going to be hosting a 4-hour live radio show from St. Andrew's Hall on that night.
Really?
With all of the stars of Psychopathic Records. And I'm going to be doing some wrestling thing that I wish we had more time to get into. But anyway.
I kind of do want to see you get hit in the head with a little
I may be getting hit in the head by a very large man on that night because I started a feud with this guy, Corporal Robinson.
Yeah.
Who was the heavyweight champion?
I'm so nervous. I'm sweating like Mike Tyson on Jeopardy.
Yeah, so I am nervous about the whole thing. I don't want to get beat up, but that'll be March 20th at St. Andrew's Hall. You can go to wfuckoffradio.com, and I'll have more on that.
So if you want to see Joel and hear some of the worst music ever recorded, go to the ICP party.
Go to wfuckoffradio.com and go down to... Corey, I've heard... now, this is just a rumor. I've heard that Sampler X will be appearing on.
Oh, for the love of God!
So, if you want to see Sampler X and Andrew the intern and myself,
you've taken off my Sampler X songs. I can't find them.
Have you? Well, I'll give those back to you.
I must have them somewhere.
When Hell Freezes Over, which apparently is going to
be. I love that Sampler X.
Call me a wackadoo.
I'm calling you a wackadoo for that. Now, I was going to do this thing. Do we have time? Well, we really don't have time. I was going to do the Chuck Liddell falling asleep on a TV show. Do you
how
that?
Much time do we have?
I don't know. Do you want to play that?
Known as the Iceman, he's the current UFC light heavyweight champion with a background in martial arts, kickboxing.
Well, they're introducing who he is.
Chuck Liddell is a guy who's the Ultimate Fighting light heavyweight champion, big tough guy. He's out promoting the movie 300 for some reason, which is about, who were those?
The Spartans.
Spartan Warriors. Yes. And they hired him to go out and promote it because there's no real big stars in the movie, I guess.
They just
wanted him to go out because he's a modern-day warrior. He would go out and talk about the movie 300. So he's on, like, a media tour, and he's in Dallas, and he's on the local talk show Good Morning Dallas. And apparently Chuck had a rough night the night before. So play a little of Chuck Liddell.
College wrestling, San Luis Obispo. I know that place. But when he's not fighting Randy Couture or Tito Ortiz, the Ultimate Fighting Championship Arena, he's talking movies today. Chuck Liddell is in Dallas to promote a wild and violent new film based on Frank Miller's graphic novel opening next week. It's called 300. Saw it yesterday. And it is wild. Everyone say hello to Ultimate Fight Champion Chuck Liddell. Nice to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you. Welcome to Dallas.
You been to Dallas much before?
I've been here quite a few times, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about Ultimate Fight Championships because that's something that most of us will never, ever experience in our lives. Most of us walking around the planet have the chops of what it takes to get in the ring and do that. How long have you been doing this, and how'd you get started in this?
I was 12.
Yeah?
Wow!
I was in Kung Fu Theater, and then Deb was in between the clips.
Right.
And I really got interested in the clips and started teaching our books, and my mom got me into karate class.
Remember the first time you stepped in the ring to fight like this? Because it's different than college wrestling.
Oh, yeah, it's a little different. It's a little louder, a little stressier.
Okay, the movie 300, you've seen it, and you're out to promote the film right now, right?
Unbelievable.
You okay, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right. He, like, dozed right. off right all there. Right. It's so funny.
All right.
Okay. Have you seen the movie 300?
I saw it, yeah. I saw it a few times, actually. Last night I saw it on IMAX. It was amazing.
I never watched
IMAX, so
right.
It was really exciting on IMAX.
Well, IMAX.
It sounds like Bill Hildebrand on our show after a couple drinks.
He's so whacked out of his fucking brain. And now what they said is that he had pneumonia and he took
some Robitussin.
He took some like NyQuil with like a prescription sleeping pill, and then had to go do the show at 8 a.m. And he's like a guy who doesn't get up till like 1 in the afternoon. Because he fights her. And yes, you see Chuck Liddell. He's not like a weird, beaten-up guy. He's like a healthy-looking dude.
Well, he looks like a... I mean, he looks like he's...
He looks like a biker, but he's a tough... He doesn't look like he's ill.
I mean, if he was not a world-famous athlete, he would be, you know, cooking up meth in a bathtub. I mean, guy looks sketchy.
He looks healthy. He looks like a guy who should be able to talk, but, I mean, the speech... I got to pull just that one bit of there.
Chuck, are you there?
I've
always said Chuck Liddell fights with the rage of the trailer parks. That's what he's got. That's his power.
Yes, he has all trailer parks on his shoulders as he steps into the octagon.
The fury of the trailer parks rides with him. He's awesome. Chuck Liddell's awesome.
He's got a big mohawk. He's a tough looking dude.
That's
man.
A lot of rope. I mean, they busted Danny DeVito's balls for going drunk on the View.
Yeah, on the View, but that's worse. I mean, he's falling asleep. You can get that on YouTube, by the way, if you just look up Chuck Liddell sleeps or something. And it's not even that interesting a video, just the audio. His voice was
Chicago
like...
Chicago at the Corey and Jones show. It's a good fuck.
Well, like, why they got that monkey out there talking about 300 is beyond me.
Because I told you there's no stars in the movie.
Yeah, this guy Jared Butler is like, no one knows him. He's like the lead actor. He's good. I like 300 a lot. It was fun.
Sure.
Tremendous.
You're recommending 300?
I'm recommending 300. It's silly. You're going to have to get over the fact that there's like big giants and like... weird looking mutant guys.
Right.
Kind of messes with the historical accuracy of the Battle of Thermopylae. But
I heard that by shooting it the way they shot it, it would have cost like twice the money to actually shoot it like in a real location.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's digital. Yeah. It's very digital.
One of them digital movies.
They made that thing on them computers. Now, I said in my review that it was so butch it bordered on gay porn, because it's just like it's just like big muscular oiled up guys yelling at each other and slapping swords. And the lead guy's got a Scottish accent, which, you know, that's very accurate.
Not a Spartan would have that. Now
Spartans, raise your shields and defend yourselves. We fight and die on the field of blood today. It's like, okay, good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, so did you see Sin City?
I've seen Sin City. Sin City.
It's like, you know, the same artist, so similar style.
Same art style.
I think it works better in the old ancient
thing.
Okay. You know what I mean? Because it's not as it's a little more unrealistic. That's
well, Sin City really was looking like a comic book.
Yes.
Whereas 300, I think, is it's a different style. It's not a traditional comic book style.
It has a different art style. It has some of that feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good though.
All okay, right. 300 is good.
Go see that,
and not on Chuck Liddell's recommendation.
No,
see it on Corey's recommendation because Chuck Liddell fell asleep talking about
Don't go see The Last Mimsy, whatever you do.
who was planning on going to see The Last Mimsy?
Nobody. Rainn Wilson from The Office is in this.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry for him. I really am.
Is it that bad?
Well, the trailers look kind of cool. It's like this kid sci-fi movie, and the trailers made it look kind of neat because the special effects are kind of cool.
Okay.
God, is it horrible? Like people from the future send back these artifacts that give these kids superpowers, and one of them is a stuffed rabbit called Mimsy, who teaches the girl how to move shit with her brain.
That sounds real.
Oh
bad.
Yeah, and then it turns out that in the future they're so polluted with bad thoughts and evil feelings that they can't. The world is breaking down, and so the little girl cries, and the tears of the child are all it took to save the future.
I'm sleeping already.
Are you kidding me with this crap?
I feel like Chuck Liddell right now.
There's Wild Hogs.
don't even.
Someone has got to stop Tim Allen.
You can't. That Wild Hogs is the biggest hit.
Oh.
It's not going anywhere, that Wild Hogs.
Look, I don't care if Tim Allen makes 500 more Santa Clauses. I don't care. Whatever. Turn out Zoom, whatever you want to do. Dump any pile of crap you want, Tim Allen.
Yeah.
We can't stop you. But when you start dragging guys like Bill Macy into your little nightmare world, that's when I cry foul.
You can have John Travolta because his movies all suck now. And Martin Lawrence is a big tool.
You know who else is in the movie? Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei. People who aren't tired jokes.
Sure, yeah.
But no, friggin' Tim Allen got it.
So I thought that was like the writer, the guy had written for like good shows. I'm trying to think of
that.
What.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you know the guy's from like Reno 911.
I thought he was like an Arrested Development writer that wrote Wild Hogs or
now,
something like that.
Whether or not you like Reno 911, the guys who write that show, or the head guys on that show, write the worst movies ever. Like okay, they wrote Night at the Museum, which wasn't the worst. But it's a very mainstream pop.
But even the Reno 911 movie's bad?
No, it's okay. If you like, that stuff, see, that's like, they write that, and then they go and write The Pacifier with Vin Diesel. You know, so it's like.
But don't you think in Hollywood, when you're the writer, that you really just write the first draft, and then some guy comes along and punches it up?
That's probably what happens. But
and
those,
they just water down.
Those guys, Tom Lennon and Ben Grant, their names have been on the worst scripts you'll ever see. So anyway.
All right.
Enough inside Hollywood.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got to get out of here. We are pressed for time. I want to give a little plug. I'm in the Toledo Connections Comedy Club this weekend.
Absolutely.
So come see that. If you're getting this on Thursday or Friday, I'm there. Go look it up. Connections Comedy Club. You can find it on the web with CONNXTIONS, as I spell it. So I'll be there this whole weekend through the 10th. So come see me there. I don't think my name's on the website, but I am there, Connections in Toledo. The roast, of course, is March
14th. I'm at Wise Guys in Novi on Friday.
Yes, and who are you with? Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope.
Corey and Doug Stanhope this weekend on Friday night. So go see that. If you get this in time.
You probably won't, but
probably
if you do.
Won't, but you definitely have to come to the roast, which is Wednesday, March 14th.
Absolutely.
Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. If you go to comedycastle.com, there's actually a whole page for it on there. Where people can go
scheduled to appear
with scheduled to appear comedians
like Sal D'Amelio,
Steve Sabo,
Laura Liu,
PJ Mutland,
Bill Bouchard,
Russ Brown,
Mike Lundy,
John Tortolot,
Pete Weiss,
Chill,
and many more.
Wait a minute. When did Pete Weiss get on the show?
Oh, never mind.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'm just thinking of guys that have been on the show.
Sure, yeah.
Did Hildebrand?
We don't know who's going to. Bill Hildebrand will be there.
Did he get off the narwhal and come down
here? Bill is coming. Bill is going to be appearing at the show.
Driving in from parts unknown.
Jerry
McAvoy,
who nobody knows on the show. But anyway, it's going to be a great show. So come out March 14th. We hope to see everybody there. Niels will be there.
And you get to meet people like Cherry Brooklyn,
Nadia,
and Penny, and all these people that have been on the show.
Rob Rose.
Big man Rob Rose will be there.
A lot of people will be there. So come on out. The Corey and Joel, my roommate Stephanie will be there.
Good God.
The beautiful Stephanie. She will be there.
Anybody who's in town will be around.
Else I'll never talk to them again.
Well, the other people have been scattered.
Andrea, the intern, will be there. Anyway,
oh, exciting.
Let's get out of here. We're going to play more Arcade Fire. This is No Cars Go from their album, The Neon Bible, which is a good album. Does sound like Bruce Springsteen at times, but hey.
You know, that's it.
What you going to do?
married Patty Scialfa and her.
All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Good night.